This morning, if you have your Bibles or would like to look at it on the screen, we're at 1 John 4. And we will pick up where Brian left off last week with 7 through 21. You know, as we think about love, we think about God is love. It's not that love is God, but God is love. And He loves us, folks, so much, just as we said a while ago. And His intentions for us are all good. Sometimes He allows us to make choices, and we make choices that are not maybe as good or as we should, and yet He forgives us for that as well. So this morning, as we look at this, we look at love as being the foundation of our Christian life. When we get ready to build a house, we got to have a foundation of some sort. You got to either have a basement, or you got to have some blocks, or you got to have some concrete piers. You got to have something as a foundation. And so when we begin our walk with Jesus, we have to have a foundation. Jesus loved us so much. And He is our foundation. Jesus Christ is our foundation. And He loved us so much, folks, that He came and He died that we could have eternal life. Can you imagine that? He would love us that much, that He would die for us. God loved us so much that He sent His Son, being Jesus. So let's read the scripture, and then we'll talk about it. But that just kind of gives you something to think about as we read this scripture. Starting with the 7th verse. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and Him in us. Furthermore, we have seen that with our own eyes and now testify. You hear this? Now listen, He's saying, furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declared that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us and how much we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. As we live in God, our love grows more perfect, so we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. We love each other because He loved us first. If someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people that we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And He has given us the command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Folks, as we take a look at this morning, we see the foundation of our Christianity, as we said, is Jesus Christ Himself. He is love. God is love. And so we see that as the scripture starts, that to love one another, before we can love one another, we have to love God. Now, you know, we all love God. We wouldn't be here this morning if we didn't love God. So you say, well, Mike, we all love God. But I'm going to tell you, Mike, I got some people that's hard to love. I do too. I got some people that's hard to love. Real hard. I'm dealing with a situation right now. And these two ladies are really wearing me out, because they are just hard to love, I'm telling you. And I don't know. You know, I told the good Lord this morning, you got to give me some direction, and because I'm at my rose end. I don't know what to do. So we know that we as people, God's children, God's disciples, we know that there's people that are hard to love in this world. But folks, we can't go around hating these people. We cannot hate these people and expect God to love us. I know we have people that doesn't even speak to the people in their family, but yet they'll be at church on Sunday. I mean, really? What's going on here? We have to know that before we can expect God to have us a place in heaven, we have to be willing to show His love and to walk like He walks here on this earth. It said that God showed us how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son. Can you imagine being a father or mother and sending your son to this earth to die for everyone's sin? I can't imagine how that must feel. I can't imagine how that would hurt me if somebody said I had to send Ross to the earth to die for everyone's sin. I would say, well, wait a minute. We got to figure out some other way. And yet, when you think about Abraham and Isaac, they were ready. He was ready to give up Isaac. He was ready to make that sacrifice. The love that he had for God showed all the way to the point where he was ready to put that knife into Isaac. And God said, don't do it. You don't have to do it. Here's the offering right here. And there was a ram hung in a bush. You see, we say we love God. And I'm number one to be looked at and judged. We say we love God. And I try to do and live as close as I can to showing you that I love God. But folks, sometimes we don't love God like we say we should, or we should love Him enough that every one of us sees God in every one of us sitting here. And you should see God in me especially. So we have to stop and think about that. If we truly want God to take away our sins, if we truly want our sin debt to be paid through the blood of Jesus, we have to think about, how do we treat others? How do we love others? How do we see others? Well, it's only by the Holy Spirit, folks. It tells us right there in Scripture. We just read it. In verse 13, it says, and God has given us Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us His Spirit as proof. So that's the Holy Spirit that Jesus talked about. He said, I'm going to send back a helper for you. And I'm going to have this helper help you in everything that comes about, everything that you need help with. But the one main thing that we need help with is loving everyone. We need help seeing the faults of others. We need help trying to realize why we act like we do on certain days. And, you know, we just need help in general, folks. I was talking to a lady this week, and her ex-husband had been a preacher in his early years. And she said, every morning you woke up, you never knew what kind of person you had. He would be the most loving person, or he could be the worst person. And I know that to be true. And I said, you know, you wonder in my mind, And I, you know, you don't say to anyone else, but you wonder in my mind, how could a person be a preacher, showing the love of God to everyone in the congregation on Sunday morning, and yet not showing the love that he should to his family? Well, I have a hard time showing that love sometimes. I mean, you can ask my family. I don't do it like I should. I don't live the life I could or should. I don't. And they can say, well, you know, you do pretty good. Well, I might do pretty good, but I don't do as good as I could. And so we all have to stop and think about that, folks. If we can't live our life with our family, being good to our family, and treating our family like we want to be treated, and showing God's love to each one of them, then how in the world could I expect to show you love? How could you see through that? That would be like, it's a fake picture. It's like something that I drew on the back of this picture, and you put a good picture on front of it. It's fake. I didn't draw it. That guy was drawing them pictures a while ago. I'd give anything if I could draw like that. I mean, that would be something. But I can't. And so if I was drawing it, it'd just be a mess. And that's pretty much how our lives are. They're pretty much a mess. But through the Holy Spirit that God has sent to each and every one of us who believe in him, who has accepted him as our Lord and Savior, he says, I've sent you a helper that'll help you get through every day of your life. No matter what the circumstance might be, I've sent you this helper just for you. And let me testify to that just for a moment. He sent you this helper. He sent me the helper just as well. Folks, you can sit here and you can, and I'll be the first to tell you, Mike, you're not a preacher. You might be a pastor, but you're not a preacher. And I can go and pastor pretty good, but I'm not a preacher, folks. And I'll be the first to own up to it. I can't do it. But what I do and what little I do comes from the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come from me. I can't do it. But through God, what you see and what you hear from me comes from him. It's the Holy Spirit that's poured out on me. It's not Mike. If it was Mike, if it was the old Mike, there's no way I could get up there and tell you anything that would interest you. Now, I could tell you some stuff, but it wouldn't interest you in the line of the Bible back in the day. I could tell you a lot of stuff, but it's through the Holy Spirit that he allows me to be able to do this. And folks, I thank him every day for it, every day, because I can't be the disciple he asked me to be without the Holy Spirit guiding me. And so what you see, I hope you know and realize, is not me. It's God, the Holy Spirit. And that's what he tells us here, that it's the Spirit, it's his Spirit that lives in us. And that's the proof that you need, and that's the proof that I need. When I see you and when I see everybody, I see this Spirit in you. I see this love you have for the other people around you. I see everything a lot of times more than I should. But I see a lot of things about different people. And folks, it is a blessing. It's one of the gifts that God has given me. And it is quite the blessing to be able to see and know and to be able to determine who is the false prophet and who isn't. Like Brian was talking about last Sunday. You have to be able to determine some things, folks, when you decide to be a disciple for Jesus Christ. Because there's going to be all kinds of people that will be telling you that they're Jesus, that they're this, or they're that. We know that a week or so ago, the guy that just walked up and started shooting at the White House, he said he was Jesus. Well, we know that ain't right. But that's what he said he was, but we know that, you know, that turned out not to be true. And but you see, there's people everywhere that will tell you they are all kinds of stuff. And part of it is because they're mentally ill. I don't know what made them mentally ill. A lot of it is because of what they've done to their own bodies, their own self. Part of it was they were born that way, and we don't have a clue as to why that people are like they are, but people are that away, and we have to determine who is and who isn't. But you know, we talk about love. We talk about the Holy Spirit living in us. And me and Randy and his sister was talking a while ago, standing in the hall. You know, I don't know about y'all folks, but to me, it seems to me, to love like we used to love when I was a kid, it's so much harder to love now than it is then. And we talked about that. Back in the day when we was all growing up and we was kids and everybody was sitting on the front porch or the back porch shelling peas and having a big time, and we'd stop and help them and all that good stuff, and we just enjoyed life. It was easy to love your neighbor. If you went to your neighbor and he was doing something that you didn't even enjoy doing, it was easy to help your neighbor. It was easy to show that love, to others. It was so much easier. So much easier. And there's people in my life, folks, that showed all kinds of love to me. And Dad, and showed love to Dad, and I watched it, and I paid attention to it. And it taught me so much about when, not necessarily when you want to love someone, but when God wants you to love someone. It's when you get that call that you need to go and do this for someone. When you get this call that I'm right in the middle of this movie, I don't want to get up and leave this movie. Well, in the world we live in, you can go watch that movie anytime on your own TV. So it's no deal. Well, I got my gown on. Well, take your gown off and get your britches on, you know. I mean, it's easy, folks, to come up with all kinds of reasons that we can't do the things we do not want to do. I remember one time Karen's dad, and we was wanting to move some horses, and it was pouring down rain, and he had an old truck that he hauled cows and horses in and everything, and he said, I don't think this is a good day, and we probably don't need to be doing this, but he come, and we called him, and he come, and what did we do? We got that truck stuck, and I mean stuck big time, and we worked and worked and worked and worked, and we were soaking wet. I'll never forget it. I can show you right where we was at. And I'll never forget that. And yet, he done said we didn't need to do this, but I didn't remember anything about him getting mad at us. I don't know that we was laughing about it, but he wasn't mad about it. And we had the awfulest mess that we ever had. And I mean, it's just people like that that was in our lives as we grew up. And they were teaching us, and yet we didn't even know it. Everything they were doing, they were teaching us, and we didn't really realize how that love that they were showing and teaching at that given moment was teaching the love of Christ. We didn't take it as being a Bible lesson. That's like watching Andy Griffith. There's a Bible lesson in every one of the Andy Griffith shows, you know. But we watched it and had fun, laughed at Barney, but we didn't think about it being a Bible lesson until you really stop and think about it. Quite the lesson in that show right there. So we have to stop and we have to think about the Holy Spirit being our guide. And everything we do, folks, I hope you stop and give God the praise and the glory for being the one that guides you. He's the one that it says we can face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. You got to stop and think about that one sentence, folks. We can face Him with confidence if we live like Jesus here in this world. How many of us live like Jesus? How many of us want to face Him today with confidence? How many of us really do? Well, I'm going to tell you again, I can't say that if I thought I was dying right here, I'd be the happiest person in the world. I don't know. Never died. I hope I am, but I can't tell you that I would be. But I've come real close a few times. And it's with confidence that I face that closeness. And it's with confidence that I don't know what kind of trip we're going on, Lord, but if this is the trip you got planned for me today, I'm hoping it's going to be the best trip I've ever been on. It's with confidence that we face that trip. And if you can't face that trip with confidence, if you can't face that trip thinking that this is going to be the best trip, the best vacation I've ever been on, then something's wrong with you, because you're not living in the Spirit. You're not living with God. You're not showing the people each and every day the love that God has for you. That foundation that we built, how good is it? You know, I love to drive around. I ride around all the time, anywhere and everywhere. I don't care where we're going. I love to ride and look and see what I can find. But y'all stop and think about it. You look and you see these old houses that was people were living in when we was kids, when I was kids, and they're falling in. These old houses are falling in because their foundation was nothing but a sandstone. Their foundation was not what it should have been. It was just something that was put up to get by on. And so many times I think about this, folks, and I think we live our lives like that. We put up a foundation just to get by on. We put up a foundation and claim Christ as our Savior just to get by on. We don't put up a foundation that's going to be there for our kids and our grandkids and for our great-grandkids. We don't put that foundation up. And yesterday, I had my great-grandkid, one of my great-grandkids was there at the house, and I was looking at him, and I'm thinking, I wonder what kind of foundation he's thinking that he's going to get from us. I hope he's not thinking, I mean, but I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of situation, what kind of foundation are we laying for him that he can recognize the fact, even as just a toddler, the fact that the foundation that my great-granddaddy and grandmother had was for real. That foundation's not fake. It's for real. And someday, if I live long enough, he'll get a little older and he'll be able to remember me a little bit. And he'll say, you know, going to grandma and granddaddy's, even though it was my great-grandma and granddaddy's, meant so much to me because that foundation was solid. So we have to stop and we have to think about all the people around us, folks, that we're building, helping build a foundation even when you're not even thinking about it. So face the Lord with confidence. Build your relationship that he will know that you are confident in who you are and what you're doing. It says that love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. So I just want to say, folks, if you're fearful of dying, if you're fearful of being in the presence of God, if you're fearful of not wanting to meet the Lord, then you need to adjust your relationship with him, because you should not be fearful of God. You should not be fearful of standing before Jesus. That should be a happy, happy day in your life, because that's what we're all living for. You're all appointed a day. Just like today's my birthday, I was appointed a day to be born. I'm also been appointed a day to die. And when that day comes, you're not going to change it. It's not anything you're going to do to change it. So be happy about it. Be happy and tell the Lord, I'm ready for this trip. I'm ready to get on with it because I love a trip. And we know we're going on a big one that day. So you just face that deal with all the confidence and with all the no fear whatsoever. And that sounds crazy, but folks, that's just what John is telling us, that we face it with no fear. Because love expels all fear. God expels all fear. That's what we're saying. God is love. So think about that. And he says, if someone says, I love God, but hates a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? and he has given us this command. Those who love God must also love the fellow believers. In our closing, I just want us to stop and to think about this, folks. If you can't love the people around you, then I doubt very seriously that you're going to be able to love God, because you can't see God. You don't see God. You know that by faith that God is with us. We know that by the Holy Spirit living in us that God is with us. We have everything that we need to know that God is with us, but we can't walk over here and touch him. I can't walk over here and put my hands on him, but I know he's right with me. He's not anywhere but right here. He's got me. He's got me right here. So there you are. You have God with you every day. And he give us this command that we must also love our fellow believers. So folks, as we think about the day and we think about how God has called us to love and how God has brought us to this place that we're at in our life today in our relationship with our Lord and Savior, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. You've got to love your neighbor before you can really love God. And that's hard, because I struggle with that some. I really do. But let's think about that. And let's love our neighbor. And let's love God more than anything in this whole free world. Folks, it's such a reward. The reward is so wonderful. If I could ever tell you and you believe anything, that the reward for loving God is so great and so peaceful. Just as Rose said a while ago, the peace that she has had during all this time of sickness is so, so wonderful. Why? Because she has the peace of God. She has the Holy Spirit in her. She has God's love all around her. And she's had us praying for her. And she's felt all of those prayers. But folks, I cannot tell you how peaceful you will be. I'm not saying things won't be happening in your life. I'm not saying that, because there's plenty happening. But the peace that you will have is only through God. And it's just like he said, it passeth all understanding. All understanding. Think about that. Think about the greatest thing that I've ever received. Just think about me. The greatest thing Mike's ever received. Never received a gift any greater, ever will receive a gift any greater than the Holy Spirit that lives within me. That's the grandest thing of all. Amen. So I want you to have everything that lives in me. And he offers it to each and every one of us. But we have to have some changes sometimes. And the changes that we have to have and the things that we have to do to get there is sometimes the world says, it's not worth it, dude. Don't do that. That's just all a lie. It's not worth it. It is worth it. It's worth every bit of it. So think about it. Go back into the world. Show Christ through you to others. Remember, they're looking at you, and they're wanting to see Christ, but are they seeing Christ? You have to control lots of emotions. You have to control lots of things. But the closer you grow to the Lord, the easier that will be. That's been my experience. And I think my experience wouldn't be any different than anybody else's. The closer your relationship is, the better and stronger you build that relationship, the easier it is. Folks, love you with all my heart. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful week. And it's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we give you this message today.